The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the diamond for some exciting spring sports action. And now, here's the diamond voice for the Irish, Roy Elijah, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, softball fans. And again, a happy Memorial Day weekend to you all, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or in surrounding areas. Or perhaps this afternoon you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elijah, and we are delighted to welcome you to the 2026 season finale for the DeSales softball team, the third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament for 2026. The Irish will be taking on the Colton Wildcats in this third and fourth place game. The Irish, earlier in the afternoon, keeping their season alive with a convincing victory over Elmira Cooley Heartline by a final count of 13-0. And Colton staying alive with a triumph over the Dayton Bulldogs. While the Colton team is getting in some warm-ups, we are going to give you the starting lineups for this upcoming third and fourth place game. Beginning first of all with the designated guest on the scoreboard, the Colton Wildcats. Leading off will be the center fielder, Rory Weber. Batting second will be the first baseman, Leah Musson. Batting third, playing second base, Ada Kerr. Kaya Sosa, the pitcher, will bat fourth. Batting fifth will be Mare Bell, the catcher. Batting sixth and playing third base will be Paige Schley. Batting seventh, playing shortstop, Lily Levitt. Batting eighth will be the designated player, Aubrey Kerr. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Lexi Allred. In the flex, in left field, Lola Walsborn. Starting lineup for the DeSales Irish, as announced by head coach Pat Wall. Leading off, playing shortstop, Teresa Holsinger. Batting second and pitching will be Addie Mason. Batting third and catching, Rosalind Block. Batting fourth, playing second base, Lindley Donnelly. Hitting fifth, playing center field, Maddie Ortuño. Batting sixth, playing first base, Peyton Benavidez. Hitting seventh, playing left field, Myra Rodriguez. Batting eighth, playing right field, will be Jaden Tompkins. And batting ninth will be the designated player, Christina Romerin. In the flex, at third base for the Irish, will be Gretchen Ferraro. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming third and fourth place game. The DeSales Irish taking the field for some warm-ups prior to this contest. Both teams will walk away with trophies regardless of the outcome. But certainly the Irish would love, love, love to get that number three place in this state tournament. Of course, the day beginning with a bit of disappointment, the Irish losing in the semifinals to Liberty Christian, a final score of 7-4, but the Irish with a nice bounce-back win over Elmira Cooley Heartline, the number three seed in the tournament. Final score of that game, DeSales 13, and Elmira Cooley Heartline, nothing. So the Irish looking to complete the bounce-back after the disappointment of this morning. And we will be getting underway very, very shortly here at the Gateway Sports Complex. And I'd like to send a shout-out to the guest family. Yesterday, I contacted our station manager, Rod Fazzari, who is at the controls at Irish Radio on this Saturday. And I stated that, well, unfortunately, as has been the case in past years, no table provided, no chair provided. I had to call yesterday's game standing up, had to put equipment on the bleachers. Not exactly an ideal situation, but lo and behold, this morning, a whole new ball game, so to speak. I was provided with a table from the Ferraros per the instructions of one Annie Guest. Also got a chair as well. And now to top off the ensemble, I have got a top above me, a bit of a tent type top to prevent me from getting any more sunburned than I already have on what has been an absolutely glorious Saturday here in Yakima at the Gateway Sports Complex. So a big shout out to the Guest family and the Ferraro family taking very good care of yours truly. We'll be back to the Gateway Sports Complex and get this contest underway in the third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament. DeSales about to oppose Colton. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community. In print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elias, sending out apologies to Irish Nation during that last commercial break. Station manager and our board op this afternoon, Rod Fazzari, telling me that the score in the last DeSales game, a victory over Elmira Cooley Heartland, was in fact DeSales 13 and ACH 2. But for much of the game, it was 13-0. ACH did score a couple of runs late, but it was much too little and much too late. But what an outstanding year had by ACH and by Sunnyside Christian as well. Both teams were surprised in the quarterfinals yesterday, both the number 2 and number 3 seeds being defeated in quarterfinal action. And then earlier today, ACH ended Sunnyside Christian's season, and then DeSales following suit earlier this afternoon, defeating ACH and ending the Warriors' season. And incidentally, the score in that Colton-Dayton game played earlier today, Colton 13 and Dayton 3. But our heartiest congratulations to Coach Jeremy Trump and his Dayton Bulldogs. Well, I guess in a way you could say they help make softball great again in the community of Dayton. The Dayton baseball team has also had an outstanding season, and the Dayton softball team also giving much of Bulldog Nation a lot to cheer about. The coaches at the moment talking things over with the umpires. Going to be a three-person crew for this third and fourth place game. And while the discussion continues at home plate, we're going to take another commercial break and return to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima shortly after that. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia, reporting final day action in this Class 1B state softball tournament. The third and fourth place game about to unfold. A couple of familiar foes to go at it. The DeSales Irish going to be taking on the Colton Wildcats, and the introductions going on as we speak. The teams lined up on their respective baselines. Colton will be the designated guest for this game. They are occupying the first base dugout. The DeSales Irish, the designated home team for this game, will be in the third base dugout. While the introductions continue on the field, we're going to take another commercial break and be right back. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And the niceness continues as Annie Guest, while the team introductions were unfolding, brought me a Gatorade, and a very nice one, a cool blue Gatorade, no less. I've thoroughly enjoyed the bottled water that has been provided for me, and just the caring nature of the good folks, including the Lindgrens, including the Guests. I am just overwhelmed and very appreciative for the care that they are showing, whether it's providing the table, providing the chair, providing the apparatus up above to keep the sun off of my follically challenged head. I tell you, another little piece of what Walla Walla Catholic Schools are all about. We care for each other. We are united in spirit and in many other ways as well. This third and fourth place game in the Class 1B state softball tournament will be starting very, very shortly. Addie Mason getting in some warm-up tosses prior to the start of this ball game. The last hurrah for the DeSales Irish and the Colton Wildcats this 2026 season. The winner will take the third place trophy back to its respective campus. Before we go any further, our heartiest congratulations to Cinderella, a.k.a. the DeSales baseball team, the Irish rallying from a 7-2 deficit. They come from behind and win at Elmira Cooley Heartline. DeSales wins 11-8. The Irish are on their way, would you believe, to the state semifinals next weekend in Sela. And our heartiest congratulations to the DeSales baseball team. What a remarkable accomplishment, considering much of the adversity they have been facing this season by way of injury and so forth. And we are underway in this third and fourth place softball game, underway at 4:24 on this Saturday afternoon. The first pitch, a strike to Rory Weber, and the next pitch down low from Abby Mason. And the count is 1-1. A ball and a strike on the Wildcats leadoff hitter. And the next pitch is grounded to the right side, foul. And the count is 1-2. Yes, the wind has picked up here at the Gateway Sports Complex. In a way, good news, keeping things somewhat tolerable as opposed to having still air. The next delivery is one bouncer back to the circle, and Mason will throw out Weber. One down. Leah Musson, the next hitter for the Colton Wildcats. And the pitch on the way by Mason. Foul tipped into the glove of catcher Roslyn Block, and it's 0-1. No balls and one strike. Mason delivers, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Again, the future very, very bright. Very bright for DeSales softball. Just one senior on this year's roster. And the next delivery is strike three, called. Three and out. Two down. And that will bring up Ada Kerr, the second baseman of the Colton Wildcats. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Defensively for the Irish, Gretchen Ferraro at third base. Teresa Holsinger is at short. Lindley Donnelly is at second base. And Peyton Benavidez is at first. Next delivery misses, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. In the outfield, Myra Rodriguez in left. And Ortunio is in center. Jaden Tompkins getting the start in right field. Delivery a called strike, and it's 1-2 on Kerr. And 1-2 pitch on the way, and that's low, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Irish starting battery, Block the catcher, and Mason the pitcher. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Here she comes, and it's a high, hard one swung on and missed for strike three, and a three up, three down inning to commence this third and fourth place game. The Irish off to a nice start. Nothing across for Colton in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first. Colton, no score. The Irish coming to bat. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom half of the first inning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia, reporting a third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament. The DeSales Irish and the Colton Wildcats knocking heads. No score on the board. Colton going three up and three down in the top half of the first inning. And Teresa Holsinger leading off the last half of the first for our local nine. Sosa is the pitcher for Colton. Her first delivery misses down low. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Holsinger, Mason, and Block, the scheduled hitters here in the bottom of the first. Sosa's pitch is right there, just below the letters for strike one call. The count is even at a ball and a strike. So in case you're wondering, yes, your home for Irish Radio will be in Sela next weekend for state championship baseball action. Next delivery inside to Teresa Holsinger, ball two, two balls and one strike. With the injuries and the adversity they have faced this year, who'd have thunk it? As Holsinger bounces a ball to the left side, and it goes foul past third base coach and head coach Pat Wall. And Becky Tompkins coaching at first. And the count is square, two balls and two strikes. Two and two on Teresa Holsinger. Sosa's pitch is hit into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Teresa Holsinger loops one into center. And a base hit for the Irish shortstop, leading things off. And that will bring up Addie Mason. Defensively for the Wildcats, Schley is at third base. Levitt at shortstop. Kerr at second. Musson is at first. Sosa is the pitcher, and Bell is the catcher. First delivery to Mason is a called strike, 0-1. In the outfield, from left to right, Walsborn, Weber, and Allred, respectively, for the Colton Wildcats. The 0-1 pitch on the way, hit in the air to right field. And the ball is going to be dropped out there in right field. A gallant effort by Allred going to her left, but the ball off of her glove and going around to third is Teresa Holsinger. And I think that's a base hit because with this wind, made it very, very unpredictable, but a fine effort by Allred, but the ball going off of her glove as she advanced to her left out in right field. Not able to come up with it, and that's going to be a base hit for Mason. Holsinger to third. And the Irish with an early threat here in the last half of the first. Rosalind blocked the hitter. Squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back, takes a ball. And on the play, down to second, goes Mason. Throw to third, and Holsinger is back. One ball, no strikes. Sosa into the wind, the 1-0 pitch. And it's high, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Irish looking to complete another successful softball season. 2-0 pitch on the way. It's popped foul, back and out of play. It's 2-1. No, they are not going to walk away with a third straight state championship. We consider some of the adversity they faced, i.e. the injury to catcher Tessa Mendoza. The fact that the Irish are in a third and fourth place game, nothing short of remarkable. 2-1 pitch on the way is down low to block ball three. She had a dance out of the way of that one. And the count is 3-1. Three balls, one strike on Rosalind Block. And the pitch on the way by Sosa. And that is ball four. The bases are loaded with nobody out for Lindley Donnelly. Had herself a very nice state tournament. One of the highlights yesterday in their big win over Preston Keller, a three-run double. She takes a first pitch strike, and the count is 0-1. Holsinger at third. Mason at second. Block at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Pitch on the way to Donnelly. She takes a called second. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Donnelly. Corners tight for Colton in the infield. And they're tied up the middle as well as Donnelly takes the next pitch inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Maddie Ortuño is on deck proud father sitting down to my left. 1-2 pitch on the way, and Donnelly takes it inside, the ball to the backstop. And coming in to score is Holsinger. Everybody else moves up as well, and the Irish with an early run on the wild pitch. Mason to third. Block to second on that wild pitch. And the count is 2-2 on Lindley Donnelly. Two runners in scoring position. And the pitch is high. And she works the count full. 3-2. Nice at bat on the part of Donnelly. Takes a couple of half practice cuts. Is now back in the right-handed batter's box. Payoff pitch on the way. And she hits it hard. Taken on a hop by the shortstop. Throws the ball away to third base. And that is going to score a run. A hard hit by Donnelly. The ball taken by the shortstop Levitt. Her throw to Schley at third base goes awry. Mason comes in to score. I'm going to credit Donnelly with an RBI. And Block comes around to score on the throwing error by Levitt. And the Irish lead 3-0. Here is a bunt by Ortuño to the left side. Sosa up with it, and she throws the ball away. Goes down the right field line, goes out of play. And I think we're going to have runners at second and third. Donnelly crosses the plate, but I think she'll be sent back to third base. What a bunt by Ortuño, making things happen. And a quick timeout. Colton coaching staff out to the circle to try to settle things down. Oh, that was a fantastic bunt. And Sosa's throw, an errant one. On the play, Donnelly advances to third base. Three runs in here in the bottom of the first. And the Irish with runners at second and third with nobody out. And a change in the circle for the Colton Wildcats. See if we can get that change for you as we check our lineup sheet. Lily Levitt moves from shortstop to the circle. Levitt now pitching for Colton. Let's see if it was a straight swap. It is. Sosa is now at shortstop. So a swap of positions on the part of two Colton Wildcats. Levitt takes her warm-up tosses, hoping to make this mess less of a bigger mess. Three runs already in here in the bottom of the first inning. And here is Peyton Benavidez. Donnelly at third, Ortuño at second. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Peyton Benavidez. Corners tight. And the pitch, a little high. Ball 2, 2 balls and no strikes. Middle of the infield playing at halfway for the Wildcats. The 2-0 pitch. That is just off the outside corner, ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Nice discipline on the part of Benavidez. Here's the 3-1 pitch on the way by Levitt. And it's a strike at the letters, 3-1. 3 balls and a strike. Peyton Benavidez. And the 3-1 pitch. Grounds it to the left side, under the glove of Sosa, and into shallow left field. Scoring on the play is Donnelly, down to third. For the DeSales Irish is Ortuño, and the Irish now lead by a score of 4-0. Benavidez hit that ball hard. Going to credit her with a single, an RBI single, as Donnelly comes in to score. Well done. Here is Myra Rodriguez. Squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a ball. And on the play, advancing to second base is Benavidez. 1-0. And the pitch is popped up near the circle. And the ball is taken by Levitt for the first out. Rodriguez pops up to the pitcher. One out. And that'll ring up Jaden Tompkins, the Irish right fielder. Jaden Tompkins, first pitch to her, and she'll bounce the ball up the middle. Ball taken by Sosa. Throw to first is in time. A run is home, and the runner will advance from second to third. Nicely done by Jaden Tompkins. Bouncing ball up the middle, scores a run. And the Irish lead 5-0. Benavides to third. Kristen Romarin is the batter. She takes the first pitch low, one ball, no strikes. A nice first inning for the Irish. 5 runs at the moment. 3 hits in the inning. And the pitch, that's inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Christina takes a practice cut. Where's number 4, that handsome white Irish jersey, and the pitch. The 2-0 is high. Ball 3, 3 balls, no strikes. Three and nothing. Now 3-1. Nice pitch by Levitt at the belt. That's 3-1. 3 balls and a strike. And the 3-1 pitch by Levitt is there for a called second, and it's 3-2. Two out in the inning. Benavides at third. And the next delivery is looped into center field. It's going to be a base hit for Christina. What an effort by Romarin. And she is all smiles down there at first base. As well she should be, as she loops one over second base and into shallow center field to score Benavides. And the Irish lead 6-0. Back to the top of the order for Teresa Holsinger, who started the fun with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the first. Oh, Christina still thrilled there at first base. What a moment for her. First pitch to Teresa Holsinger is a ball. It's 1-0. 6-0 to Sales here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch to Teresa is a strike, and the count is even at 1-1. Levitt has the one she wants, and the 1-1 pitch is popped up foul right side, and it's out of play. 1-2 is the count on Teresa Holsinger. Irish 6. Wildcats, no score. Pitch on the way. The 1-2 is high. Ball 2, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teresa Holsinger. Standing athlete. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count on her. And the 2-2 pitch from Levitt. Here she comes. It's just inside. Ball 3, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nice discipline on the part of the Irish hitters. Take and take and take. 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way, and Holsinger lines it into left field for a base hit. Christina to second. Holsinger replaces her at first. After that sharp single, that'll ring up Addie Mason. Mason singled and scored earlier in this frame. Runners at first and second with 2 out. And the pitch by Levitt. High. 1 ball, no strikes. 6-0 to Sales, 2 on, 2 out, here in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that's a called strike. at the knees, and it's 1-1. But Eddie Mason. 1-1 pitch by Levitt. And that's hit hard. Nice backhanded stop by Sosa. Throw to first is over the first baseman Musson. Tough luck there. A run will come in to score. Down to third goes Holsinger. In at second is Eddie Mason. The Irish lead 7-0. Nice stop on the part of Sosa, but her throw to first over Musson at first base. First pitch to block is a ball. 1-1, no strikes. And the pitch. Just missed. 2-2, no strikes. On Roslyn Block. She walked and scored earlier in this inning. The Snails up 7-0. And the pitch by Levitt is high and off of the glove of the catcher, Bell. She is able to run it down on the near side. No advance from third by Teresa Holsinger. 3-0 is the count on block. And the pitch. It's there for a strike. And it's 3-1. Nice pitch by Levitt. 3-1. Holsinger at third. Mason at second with 2 out. And the pitch is popped up. Maybe playable. Foul territory near side. And the ball is secured by Musson. A nice catch. In front of the Colton dugout down the first base line. And side retired. What an inning for DeSales. 7 runs scored by the Irish. On 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits by our count. Looks like there were a couple of errors committed by Colton. And the Irish strand 2. After 1 inning of play, DeSales 7 and Colton nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales 7, Colton nothing. As we go to the top half of the second inning, Sosa takes the first 2 pitches from Mason out of the strike zone. 2-0, no strikes. Sosa to be followed by Bell and then Schley here in the Colton second. 2-0 pitch on the way is popped up, back and out of play. And it's 2-1. I thought it was going to go out of play, but it actually kissed the screen. Other side of the fencing in front of us, and it's 2-1. And Mason's 2-1 pitch. It is popped up in front of the circle, and a diving catch by Mason for the first out. Oh, my! What an effort by Mason as Sosa pops one up between home plate and the circle. And the diving attempt by Mason results in the first out of the inning. That was a fantastic defensive play, a sparkling play by Addie Mason. And the first pitch to Bell is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Irish 7, Wildcats no score. One out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the second inning. It's third and fourth place game. Pitch on the way, and that is fouled off to the right side, off the screen, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch by Mason on its way as the wind intensifies. A grounder to the left side under the glove of Gretchen Ferraro. Taken by Rodriguez. Her cutoff throw to Holsinger. Throw to second to Donnelly. Not in time. That ball under the glove of Bell. Or under the glove of Ferraro, I should say. Hit by Bell. Going to give her a hit. Then she advances to second as Rodriguez struggled a bit fielding that ground single, and now a courtesy runner into the ball game for the Colton Wildcats. Isabel Druffel, the courtesy runner for the Colton Wildcats, stepping up to the plate is Paige Schley, Wildcats third baseman. Pitch on the way. Sizzles in a little high. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second with one out here in the top half of the second inning. DeSale 7. Colton, no score. Pitch in the way by Mason. It's there for a strike, and it's 1-1. DeSale's baseball team, unbelievable. In the state semifinals. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. It's 1-2. A come-from-behind win at Elmira Cooley Heartline. And just days earlier, they went on the road and won at Quilcene by a 6-1 count. A 1-2 pitch, it's high into the backstop. And on her way to third is Druffel. Bit of an adrenaline rush on that pitch, and the count is squared at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Schley. And the pitch on the way. The 2-2 from Mason hits her. Hit by pitch. Put runners at the corners with one out. Stepping up to the plate will be Lily Levitt. Started the game at shortstop. And then transitioned to the circle. In place of Sosa. Pitch on the way by Mason. Foul back to the screen. And a good cut by Levitt. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Lily Levitt. And a pitch by Mason. It's high. One ball, one strike. Corners in defensively for the Irish. Middle of the infield, about halfway. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Mason seeking her third strikeout of the ball game. Struck out two in the first inning. Here's her 1-2 pitch. It's plateward. It's high. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Aubrey Kerr is on deck. And a 2-2 pitch on the way by Mason. Strike three called. Levitt is caught looking for the second out of the second inning. Kerr, the designated player, up to bat. Number 8 hitter in the Colton lineup. And the pitch by Mason. Taken for a strike, 0-1. DeSale 7, Colton, no score. Two on, two out. We're in the top half of the second inning. And the pitch. This is ball one, one ball and one strike. This game for third and fourth place in this state tournament. Both teams have had sensational seasons. 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. A little high cheese on the part Mason. And Kerr unable to connect. 1-2 is the count. And the 1-2 pitch on the way from Mason. High. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield straight away for the Irish. The center fielder, Ortuño, parallel with the second base bag out there in the center. 2-2 pitch on the way. Bounce to the right side, taken by Donnelly. Throw to first is in time. And side retired. In the inning for the Wildcats, no runs, a hit, and two runners were left stranded. After an inning and a half, DeSales 7. Colton, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
SS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom half of the second inning here at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Elia. And the first pitch to Lindley Donnelly, leading off the Irish second, is a ball, 1-0. Levitt, 1-0 pitch. That's low ball two, two balls and no strikes. Donnelly reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the first inning. 7-0 to Sales here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch outside, ball three, three balls and no strikes. Irish winning in the quarterfinals on Friday over Wilbur Creston Keller, 13-0. And the 3-0 pitch, very high, ball four. A leadoff walk for Donnelly, and that'll bring up Matty Ortuño.
Center fielder, number 14, Madison Ortuño.
And the pitch on the way. That is taken for a ball, 1-0. Irish disappointment this morning, losing in the semifinals to Liberty Christian, 7-4. Next pitch out of the zone, throw to first, and back with a slide is Donnelly. Two balls, no strikes. DeSales bouncing back with a 13-2 triumph over Elmira Cooley Hartline to reach this third and fourth place game. And the next pitch inside, ball three, three balls and no strikes. Seven bad ones in a row, served up by Levitt. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch on the way. That's low and in the dirt, ball four. Gets away from the catcher. Runners are now at first and second with nobody out. And that'll bring up Peyton Benavidez. She singled and scored in the first inning when the Irish tallied seven times. Conference in the circle. The battery mates getting together. Levitt and Bell talking things over. Benavidez sporting a pink bat. Is that bat? And the pitch by Levitt is popped up. Infield fly rule is called, and Levitt makes the catch. One out. Tough break there for the Irish, and that'll bring up Myra Rodriguez.
Now batting left fielder, number 21, Rodriguez
popped to the pitcher in the first inning, and the first pitch swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Irish 7, Wildcats nothing here in the bottom of the second. Next delivery is swung on and missed by Rodriguez, and it's now 0-2. On deck, Jaden Tompkins, who has an RBI in this ballgame, on a 6-3 grounder. The 0-2 pitch, Rodriguez hits it hard. Foul. Down the third baseline. Boy, did she turn on that one. Good cut, good contact, and just foul. The ball whistling by head coach Pat Wall in the third base coach's box. 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Takes it high. One ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second with one out. And the pitch. And it swung on and missed for strike three. Two for a high one out of the zone and came up empty. That's the second now out of the inning. Donnelly at second. Tunio at first. And the pitch to Tompkins is popped up into shallow left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Coming around and scoring is Donnelly. The throw home gets away. And here comes Ortunio. Ortunio will come in standing up. And all the way around to third is Tompkins. And the Irish lead by a score of 9-0. Oh, my goodness. Jaden Tompkins loops it into left field, a little dunker, a little parachute job. And that brings in Donnelly. And Ortunio scores as well. All the way around to third is Tompkins. Stepping up to the plate is Romarin, Christina. A single her first time, and she scored in the first inning. She scored the last of DeSales' 7 runs in inning number 1. She's taken a ball. She's taken a strike. In the next delivery, she fouls at the plate, and the count is 1-2. DeSales 9, Colton no score. Here's the pitch on the way, the 1-2. She takes it inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. See if she can have another effort that is such that her face is going to light up again by way of a smile. The 2-2 pitch. She takes it high. Ball 3, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another quality at-bat for Christina. A full count. 3-2. Tompkins at third. And the pitch. And she takes it high. Ball 4. She is on base one more time. Good for her. That's great. Back to the top of the order. Speaking of great, Teresa Holsinger at the plate. She is 2-for-2. A couple of singles in the ball game. Irish 9. Colton, no score. We're in the last half of the second. And the pitch to Holsinger. There for a strike. 0-1. Holsinger stands in. Levitt's 0-1 pitch on the way. High and to the backstop. Christina going to head down to second base alertly. Tompkins holds at third. 1 ball and 1 strike on Teresa Holsinger. Just a few minutes past the 5 o'clock hour on this Saturday. And the pitch, Holsinger lines it right to Sosa at shortstop. That ball scalded by Holsinger, but Sosa there
make the catch with one hand. Side retired. A couple of more runs for the Irish in the bottom of the second. And after two innings of play, DeSales 9 and Colton no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Wildcats will send up the 9-1 and 2 hitters here in the top half of the third inning. Welcome back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. Third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Championships unfolding. And at the moment, the DeSales Irish with the upper hand, leading the Colton Wildcats by a score of 9-0. And the first pitch to Lexi Allred, leading off the top half of the third, is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And Mason, the 0-1 pitch, and that's swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch by Mason. Down low, ball one, 1 ball and two strikes. 1-2 is the count on Allred. And the pitch on the way, the 1-2 is strike three called. Allred is caught looking. Back to the top of the order for Rory Weber. She bounced back to the pitcher, her first time up. And the pitch on the way. It's inside, 1 ball, no strikes. One and 0 is the count on Weber. And Mason's pitch, high, ball two, 2 balls and no strikes. Routine depth for the Irish up the middle. 2-0 pitch, bounce to the left side, foul, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike to count on Weber. 9-0 to Sales, one out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the third inning, this third and fourth place game. And the pitch on the way by Mason. Misses ball three, 3 balls and one strike. 3-1. 3-1 pitch on the way. Excuse me, swing. Weak grounder to second. Donnelly throws her out.
Now batting number three,
Leah Musson stands in. She struck out in the first inning. And the pitch by Mason is down low. 1 ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Musson. And the pitch by Mason. Grounded left side. Up with it is Ferraro. Throw to first is high over Benavidez. And making the turn at first and hustling back is Musson. Not a real easy chance for Ferraro. A high throw to first. So the inning stays alive for the Colton Wildcats. And Kerr steps up to the plate. Ada Kerr struck out to end the top of the first. And the first pitch to her is a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. And the pitch on the way. 1-0 by Mason. hit to the right side, taken by Benavidez, and she easily wins the quote-unquote race to the bag, and side retired. We go to the bottom half of inning number three. DeSales 9 and Colton no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom half of the third inning here in Yakima at the Gateway Sports Complex, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, leading the Colton Wildcats in this third and fourth place game in the Class 1B state softball tournament by a score of 9-0. Addie Mason leading off the Irish third and takes the first pitch from Levitt High. One ball, no strikes. Mason to be followed by Block and then Donnelly here in the Irish third. Pitch on the way by Levitt, and it's lined into right field, a base hit. Mason jumped all over that delivery. And she now has a couple of hits in the ball game. And that'll bring up Roslyn Block. Walked in the first. Fouled out to first. To end the first. A lot of firsts. And the first delivery, ball hit near side, a little looper, and it is caught by the third baseman, Schley. Scurrying back to first base is Mason. Nice play to retire Block. And that'll bring up Lindley Donnelly with one out and one on here in the last half of the third. Pitch by Levitt. High. One ball, no strikes. Donnelly has scored twice. Ortuño has scored twice in the game. Yeah, the next pitch misses. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. DeSales 9. Colton nothing. One on, one out here in the bottom of the third. And the pitch. High. Three balls, no strikes. Three and oh is the count. On Donnelly, and the pitch is low, ball four. Runners now at first and second with one out. Here is Matty Ortuño. Reached on an error in the first and scored. Walked and scored in the second. And the pitch on the way, high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. One and oh on Ortuño. And the pitch takes a strike, and it's one and one. One ball and one strike on Matty Ortuño. And Levitt's pitch, the 1-1 is high, ball two, two balls and one strike. Peyton Benavidez is on deck, and a timeout called. The catcher, Bell, going out to speak with her battery mate, Miss Levitt. DeSales with 7 runs in the first inning, a couple of more in the second. Looking to add on here in the third. Ortuño A 2-ball, 1-strike count. Levitt's pitch is hit to the right side and will trickle into right field. Coming in to score on the play is Mason. Around to third is Donnelly. And out at second base, trying to advance on the base hit, is Ortuño. Good hustle on her part. Bit of tough luck, but the good news is she knocks in a run. She knocks in a run as Mason comes in to score. Donnelly around to third. And the Irish lead 10-0. Benavidez pops the ball up into right field. Coming in the ball and making a one-handed catch is Allred. And the Irish will settle for a run here in the last half of the third. One run for the Irish.
One run off one hit. One runner left on base.
There were a couple of hits in the inning. And the Irish strand one. After three innings of play, DeSales 10. Colton, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Kaya Sosa leading things off for the Colton Wildcats here in the top half of the fourth inning. And she takes a ball. From Addie Mason. And the next pitch by Addie. Soft liner hit to short. One-handed by Teresa Holsinger, one out. One up and one down here in the top of the fourth. And that will bring up Bell, who singled in the second inning. The only Wildcat hit in the ball game thus far. And the pitch by Mason. And it's a strike. 0-1. Seems to be feeling better than she did this morning when she started the game against Liberty Christian. The 0-1 pitch has popped up. Is it out of play? It certainly is. Well, back and out of play, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Bell. And the pitch by Mason, hit to the right side. To her left, Donnelly takes it on a couple of hops and throws her out. Two down. That'll ring up Paige Schley, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning. DeSales 10. Colton, 0. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. And the pitch, swung on and missed. 0-1. Winner of this game will claim third place in this state tournament. The team that does not win will take fourth. And the pitch gets low. And the count is 1-1. Notice I didn't say the loser of this game, because there are no losers when you reach the state tournament. Made no mistake about it. And the pitch. This is ball two. Two balls and one strike. Lily Levitt is on deck for the Wildcats. Hoping to get a chance here in the top of the fourth. Payson's pitch is there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Schley. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and that's high. And the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Nice to see Alan Campos in the house this afternoon. One of the DeSales students present. And the pitch is foul back. That foul tip getting a piece of block, the catcher. She's in a little bit of agony and might have gotten her in the left rib cage area. Mason with a smile on her face, blocked with a little bit of a smile on her face. And some applause from the DeSales partisans. Everything is okay in Block's world. Here's the payoff pitch from Mason. It's fouled back to the screen. Remains 3-2. Now 5:20 on this Saturday afternoon on Memorial Day weekend. And the payoff pitch on the way from Mason. And it's swung on and missed for strike three. Nicely done. Three up, three down inning for Mason. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. DeSales 10, Colton, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A pinch hitter for the Irish as we move to the last half of the fourth inning. It's third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Tournament. The DeSales Irish leading the Colton Wildcats 10-0. Defensively for Colton, Sosa is back in the circle. Levitt is back at shortstop. And the first pitch to a pinch hitter for the Irish, Perez, is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Dira Perez waits the 1-0, and here it is, and it's a strike. One ball and one strike the count. Sosa. 1-1 pitch is popped up right side. Who wants it? Foul territory, a fine running catch, a basket catch by Sosa for the first out of the last half of the fourth inning. That was a fine, fine play by Sosa. Great hustle on her part. Grab that ball in foul territory. And here is Jaden Tompkins. Pitch to Jaden is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tompkins, 1-for-2 in the game, grounded to short for an RBI in the first. And she singled in the second. And she grounds a ball foul right side. And the count is 1-1. DeSales 10, Colton nothing. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, one out. Nobody on. Sosa, her 1-1 pitch. And it's grounded to the left side. It's taken by Levitt. No, it's bobbled by Levitt. And Tompkins will be safe at first base. So again, Jaden Tompkins putting the ball in play. good things happen when you put the ball in play, and she forces the opponent to make a play. And in this case, Levitt was unable to. Tompkins at first base with one out. Christina Romerin is the batter, and she fouls the ball back to the screen. 0-1. Christina. Single to center field in the first, and she walked in the second. 10-0 to Sales. Here is the 0-1 pitch from Sosa. Going inside and to the backstop. Down to second base goes Tompkins on the wild pitch. 1-1 is the count on Christina Romerin. Next delivery misses. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Just when you thought high school sports broadcasts were over for 2025-26, guess again. The next pitch is taken for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Next weekend, the DeSales baseball team, the 11th seed, will be playing in the state semifinals. It will be in Sela at 4 o'clock on Friday. 2-2 pitch, misses high, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Here is the payoff pitch from Sosa. And it's popped up and almost caught, a diving effort by Bell to the left of home plate. The ball just out of her reach. A foul ball. It remains 3-2. Good effort by Bell. Just think, how many state championships would Tushy have won had Colton not been in the mix? Colton, for years, a perennial powerhouse in the 1B ranks. As Christina takes the next delivery for ball four, and she is on base again. Runners are at first and second with one out. Here comes Teresa Holsinger. Colton, I believe, at one time had six consecutive state softball championships as Holsinger takes a strike, 0-1. They also had an outstanding basketball program. A lot of good things going on in Whitman County as Holsinger pops the ball up on the right side of the infield. Infield fly rule is called, and the ball is taken by Kerr out at second base, two down. So two away here in the last half of the fourth inning, and the batter is Addie Mason. Runners at first and second with two out, and the pitch. It's down low, and a nice stop by the catcher, Bell. One ball, no strikes. Mason has a couple of hits, three at-bats, and she lifts a ball into second base way, and it's caught very nicely indeed. An over-the-shoulder catch out in the shortstop area, perhaps shallow left field by Levitt, and the Irish are turned aside. We go to the fifth, the Sales 10. Colton, no score. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is Peter with a message for all you grandpas out there. The shortest way to your grandson's heart is through his tummy. And all little tummies love Whoppers at Burger King. My grandpa takes me and my brothers to Burger King all the time, and we love him for it. You'll find Burger King conveniently located in Walla Walla's East Gate. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So we go to the top half of the fifth inning, defensively for the Irish. Perez is now in right field. First pitch to Levitt from Mason is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Levitt leading off the top half of the fifth inning. And the pitch by Mason. That's low. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Colton, the bottom third of the order. The challenge, Mason, Levitt, Kerr, and Allred. The 2-0 pitch, and that's very high. Ball three, three balls, no strikes. 3-0 is the count. I believe Jaden Tompkins is still in the ball game, and she is in left field. As Perez hit for Rodriguez in the last of the fourth. 3-0 pitch. And that is low, ball four. A four-pitch walk to start off the top half of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Aubrey Kerr, designated player. So the Irish outfield, Tompkins in left, Petunio in center, and Perez in right. And the pitch a called strike. 0-1 is the count on Kerr. Grounded to second in the second inning. The 0-1 pitch on the way by Mason. Fouled back to the screen, and she had a nice cut. The count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Wind continuing to whip around here at the Gateway Sports Complex. I have come very close to losing my protection. Just above my broadcast post here. Here's a potential double play. No. Ball bounced up the middle. Teresa Holsinger gloving the ball to Donnelly at second for the force. Throw to first over Benavidez. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is Kerr. Nice job by Teresa Holsinger. Fine job. Taking the ball in her glove and flipping it from her glove to Donnelly at first, or at second, excuse me, to get the force out. Ball read the batter. First pitch swung on and missed. Here is Mason's 0-1 pitch. And that swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Murray Weber is on deck for the Wildcats. 10-0 to Sale. One on, one out here in the top of the fifth. The 0-2 pitch is low. Bounces away from Watt. She pounces on it to the left of home plate. The count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here is the 1-2 on the way from Mason. And she gets a piece of it. And the ball rolls foul to the right. Still 1-2 on Allred. Mason. 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled away. Allred hanging in. One ball, two strikes. For the latter half of the 5 o'clock hour on this Saturday afternoon. 1-2 pitch on the way. Hit in the air to right field. Coming in on the ball is Perez. Going to have to play it on a hop. Advancing to second base is Kerr. A nice job of hitting by Allred. And the Wildcats with runners at first and second with only one out. Back to the top of the order. Rory Weber, who is 0 for 2. Hit back to the pitcher in the first. And grounded to second in the third inning. First pitch to her is a strike. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch on the way by Mason. And that's hit to the right side, taken by Donnelly. She'll flip to Holsinger for the force at second, two down. On the play, going to third is Kerr, and safe at first on a fielder's choice. 4-6 is Weber. Leah Musson, the batter. She is 0 for 2. And the pitch by Mason. It's a strike. 0-1. No balls and one strike on Musson. And the pitch on the way, and that's going to be foul to the right. Just above the on-deck hitter, Kerr, Ada Kerr. And the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Musson. And the 0-2 pitch on the way by Mason. Swung on and missed for strike three, and this ball game is over. The DeSales Irish conclude a very successful 2026 campaign with a run rule victory, and the Irish fans rise to their feet to salute the young ladies as they prevail over the Colton Wildcats by a final score of 10-0. We're going to pause for just a moment to see if they come over to sing the fight song. Well, first things first, they're going to shake hands with their opponents from Colton. The Irish conclude the season with the third place trophy, this 2026 Class 1B State Softball Tournament. Final score, DeSales 10 and Colton no score. We are going to see if we can pick up the Irish ladies singing the fight song to the fans down to my left before we head to a commercial break. And let's see if we can pick that up. Well, first things first, they're going to salute the good sport winners for this game. And also, the Irish going to be rewarded with the third place trophy. Colton will receive the fourth place trophy. Let's see if we can pick up the ceremony.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize the achievements of today's competitors. The WIAA and Keith Attorney Union commend each participant for their athletic achievements as well as their sportsmanship. Helping with the presentation of today's awards is Sean Bassett. Receiving the fourth place trophy, the Colton Wildcats. Congratulations on a great season, ladies.
And a picture being taken as the Colton Wildcats accept their fourth place trophy in this Class 1B State Softball Tournament. And in just a few moments, the DeSales Irish will be recognized as the third place finisher. And there it is.
Congratulations, DeSales.
And a well-deserved round of applause for the Lady Irish. Another successful season. The Irish coming up just short in their quest for a third straight Class 1B State Softball Championship. But the Irish finish third in this year's state tournament.
Excellent season for both teams. Thank you for your support.
Let's
this
see if the teams
tournament.
Shake hands. Let's see if they sing the fight song. Well, first they're going to get a picture taken. So again, we're going to hold on for just a moment to see if we have a singing of the fight song. Still getting pictures taken. What a fine, fine moment this is. And are they going to have another picture taken? I believe they are. A very, very nice end of game ceremony. At the end of a very, very good season for the DeSales softball team, the Irish finishing third in this Class 1B state softball tournament. We hope to get a post-game interview or two during our post-game show. picture taking continuing. And continuing. But it's a very special moment, another special moment for DeSale softball, another special moment for Walla Walla Catholic Schools. Next year, we're going to do it again. And let's see if they sing the fight song. Let's pick it up. A lot of clapping, a lot of hooting, and a lot of hollering. And rightfully so. The DeSales Irish victorious over the Colton Wildcats, a final score of 10-0. We'll be back to the Gateway Sports Complex for our post-game show after a one-minute timeout. Listen to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson and Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I really appreciate it. It came in handy. All right, we are back at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish conclude a successful 2026 softball season by defeating the Colton Wildcats by a final score of 10-0. The final line score of the ball game for the Irish, 10 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The DeSales stranded 7. For Colton, no runs, 2 hits, and 4 errors. The Wildcats stranded 5. So the DeSales concludes the season with a very, very nice win. The Irish concluding their season with a W and an impressive one over the Colton Wildcats. We're going to take another commercial break and return to Yakima. Hope to have some post-game interviews. We will be back to the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima after a two-minute timeout. You are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee
coffee cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And we're back once again at the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Eliah, the DeSales Irish, concluding their 2026 softball season with a 10-0 victory over the Colton Wildcats in the third and fourth place game in the Class 1B State Softball Championships for 2026. And across the way, the Liberty Christian Patriots claiming the championship of this state tournament, defeating Nacelle in the championship game. Our congratulations to the Patriots for their state championship, and our congratulations to the DeSales Irish for placing third in this Class 1B state tournament. The DeSales players and coaches conversating out in left field, so I'm not really sure if we're going to have a post-game interviews or not as that conversation continues out in left field among the sales coaches and the players. So I think we will probably sign off reluctantly. We would like to get post-game interviews, but I think it's more important that the coaches and players have one final moment with each other and tell them what a fabulous, fabulous job they all did. So we're going to sign off from the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, but not before we hand out some thank yous. We first want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. We also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Rod Fazzari, for a tremendous job at the controls. We greatly appreciate it. We also want to thank all of the sponsors of our sports broadcast, because without those sponsors, these broadcasts simply would not happen, plain and simple. And of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for joining us throughout this weekend. And a fine, fine weekend it was for DeSales softball, the Irish finishing third in this Class 1B state softball tournament. But if you think that is all the high school sports, if you think that's it, well, guess again. The DeSales baseball team, the 11th seed in the state tournament, will be advancing to the state semifinals next Friday, a 4 o'clock game in Sela. A win would mean a berth in the championship game of the Class 1B state baseball playoffs, and we will have that action for you on your home for Irish radio next Friday from Sela. So with that, we are going to sign off here from the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. I'm Roy Eliah, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish softball team claiming third place in the Class 1B state softball tournament, the Irish defeating the Colton Wildcats by a final score of 10-0. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from the Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima, I'm Roy Eliah, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, paraphrasing the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very, very pleasant good evening and a very, very special and happy Memorial Day weekend.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.